She said she doesn't want to talk about the Cubs. We already did that, Terry. We did it, so you don't even have to think about them.
I know. You're talking about losers. I'm talking about the stock market. I'm talking about winners. Why drag me into the Cubs? I got a good thing going here.
You know that voice. That is Terry Savage, the money lady. She joins us every Tuesday. You do have a good thing going, but I want to know about the apology that the IRS made. And is that to the Ken Griffin we know?
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, I'm on the IRS mailing list, the PR list. I mean, and I get all kinds of notices. Oh, the new interest rate for loans and the new this rate and that. And a lot of technical bulletins. So I just look at them. If I think there's something my readers or listeners would be interested in, maybe I'll mention in a column. You know, I take a quick look. I was blown away. I got one this afternoon, and the headline is usually the new interest rate for 6 months for the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This says, IRS statement is part of the resolution of Kenneth C. Griffin versus the IRS case number, and it goes on. And the opening line says, and I've never seen anything like this, Washington, the Internal Revenue Service sincerely apologizes to Mr. Kenneth Griffin and the thousands of other Americans whose personal information was leaked to the press. And they go on to talk about this contractor, government contractor, who made illegal disclosures, violated the terms of his contract, betrayed the trust of the American people. And now that the IRS has got new systems in place to address potential weaknesses identified by the Inspector General for Tax Administration. But I mean, this must have been we remember what happened, and it's a few years back. Confidential information. That's the IRS is, you know, never, ever, ever supposed to leak or use the information or leak the information, especially. And that was done. So what this must have been, whoever Ken Griffin's lawyers were, pat on the back. It wasn't about money, I'm sure. It was all about what they did and how they apologized personally.
Wow. Perhaps Ken Griffin has more money than the IRS. I mean,
at this point, he might. Yeah,
he might. It's so nice to have you on. We were talking earlier about the Consumer Confidence Report and the fact that the TSA is expecting to, I think, process 32 million people this weekend. The numbers of people traveling continue to build at a point when we thought that most people were nervous and not going to spend money.
Consumer confidence and consumer spending are two different things. At some point, they will coincide. But right now, what we're having is consumer confidence dipping again. It's not horrible. It's not disastrous. But it has been declining several months in a row now. However, consumer credit card balances keep rising. And I think probably there's been in the pandemic when everybody got the money and the stimulus checks and vowed to pay off their debt and said, I'll never get buried in debt again. Ha ha ha. Credit card debt is at all-time highs. Delinquencies are rising. Buy now, pay later is billions of dollars, and it hasn't even been included in consumer debt statistics. You know, you make four easy payments, if you remember. So what we're seeing now is consumers pushing this economy ahead, and doing it to a great extent using debt. And if the economy slows and jobs weaken, there could be a painful reckoning. But that's why the airports are crowded, because people are, you know, I think the pandemic and the printing of money for those checks and for other benefit programs kind of let everybody go, you know what, I better do it now if ever.
Yeah, I think that's just what people are doing. Absolutely. If you have a question for Terry, 312-981-7200. And somebody was sending in a question talking about politicians and stock trades being made public and how they feel. And I think a lot of people feel like perhaps there's a little inside information. They all seem to do very well.
Well, there's been a lot of attempt to get more current disclosure. But I mean, my goodness, there's so much going on in Washington on the Supreme Court. I mean, with things that we thought were required disclosures that aren't. And Congress also doesn't have an immediate disclosure. They file returns. They file in broad terms. There's been lots of complaints over the years about representatives and senators selling stocks before hearings or as they were thinking of doing investigations. I'm all on the side of more transparency and disclosure. The SEC will come after you if you got inside information. Well, Congress seems to have been reasonably exempt from those investigations.
Right. What about the student loan issue now?
Okay. Okay. You remember that President Biden first came up with a plan for student loan forgiveness over a year ago, and the Supreme Court said, well, no, you can't just suddenly do that. You don't have the right to do that. So this administration came up with a series of progressive plans based on existing adjustments that were part of the law to count less of your income in order to reduce your payments and to give you credit for months that you had the loans but hadn't been paying and so forth. And so billions of dollars of student loans has already been forgiven. A new tranche of that was supposed to go into effect July 1st. The deadline is June 30th, and you can still apply at studentaid.gov. But the two courts in two different states have said, I don't know if you can do this, I don't know if you can do that. So it'll go through the courts. Student loans have become part of the political football this year, but many people have already had loans forgiven. They're not going to suddenly reinstate you. I'm quite sure of that. So we'll see. Have to see how this plays out.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you talk about consumer confidence and consumer spending and how they are nowhere near each other right now, what does the future look like, especially for people that are carrying all this credit card debt? I mean,
well, let me show you the other side of the coin. I knew I saw this. I have it on my desk. Let me just give you another statistic that came out today. Lest I paint a picture of too much doom and gloom, and there certainly are people that have been carrying debt and the rates on those debt. Someone sent me a copy of a department store card that had a 34% interest rate. I said, don't be late. But today, Vanguard announced that 401k plan participants saved at historic rates in 2023, with a record high number of 401k plan participants increasing their savings rate. And Vanguard, of course, manages a lot of 401k plans, more than 5 million American workers. Now, the average person put away 7.4% in 2023, and that is matched by many employer contributions. So the whole total savings rate in 401k plans is at an all-time high of 11.7%. Now, that doesn't count on the fact that the market went up, so the balances went up. We're talking about the rate. So if I gave you two pieces of advice to start this day off, or end this day, number one, don't charge it this weekend. Pay down your credit card. And number two, if you haven't checked to see whether you're contributing the max, because the max increases every year, call HR department and say, could I be putting more away? At least am I being putting away enough to get my boss's match on this? So that's free money to you. This is a moment to make that serious, hard decision. I don't know. I'm just not going to go traveling and spend the money just because that tomorrow may never come. The odds are tomorrow will come and you'll be happier if you have a bigger 401k account.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Terry. Are you on with John tomorrow?
No, I have a corporate board meeting tomorrow, so it'll be a week from tomorrow.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.
TerrySavage.com. She's a wealth of information. So is her website. Check it out. Newsroom temperature check coming up before 5 o'clock. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.